The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So my husband here, DJ Automatic, did something so crazy that a guy we work with, his name is Juan, he comes to our house and he says, I can't believe you have that piece of trash carpet as a welcome mat. And I really want to have this discussion. You're too cheap. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I take pride in my cheapness. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We redid a house and we had carpet there. I don't know who brought the carpet. Some contractor or something, because we didn't have a welcome mat. So I'm sure they brought the carpet so they wouldn't drag stuff in and out. This ugly piece of remnant carpet was in our front entry, like in, outside
doing
the house.
Doing its job, making sure you could wipe your feet
looking
on it.
Looking trashy. And so our contractor Juan comes over just to chit-chat. He wasn't even doing a job, just to say hi. He's a friend of ours. And he says, really, Dana? He points down at that. Really, this? I said, my husband. He's like, I know. So I said to Otto, I'm going to buy a welcome mat. And he said, no.
For what?
So then a week later, the welcome mat came in. And it has like this big cursive.
Looks like El Chapo lives there.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Otto. It's no, like, it doesn't.
The people that live across the way from us, they probably are like, we have the cartel living next to us.
They do not.
Oh, it is a very large and bold welcome mat. It is like, it is one of, I guess it presents stoic. It's stoic. It's a very stoic
It's beautiful.
One.
Anthony, it's beautiful. And it's better than the remnant. Anthony, you've been to our Casa house. When you used to see the remnant carpet, what's the first thing that would come to your mind? Seriously.
Honestly, I wouldn't even look at that part.
Exactly. Okay. And now when you came to the house and you saw the beautiful welcome mat, what did you
Oh, I'm like, man, these people probably have money hidden in a safe somewhere.
That is not
guns, drugs, and money somewhere
for.
Are hidden
I was
in this
not
house.
Going for that auto. Yeah.
Like, it's very like also like I don't know, man. It's something you would see from
it
like
Beth
from Yellowstone.
It is very ostentatious.
Owned.
Thank you, Beth from Yellowstone.
Ostentatious. Yes. There it is. Yes.
Yes.
It's owned by a person who uses the word ostentatious. That's it.
I think that people should be able to feel welcome when they come to your home, right? I have my big welcome mat.
Oh, they definitely know they're at our house.
Yeah, and I want it to represent who we are. It's beautiful. It's friendly.
A welcome mat sets the tone for everything, and
I think
yours is accomplishing that very much. You know when you're walking into that place, you're walking into somewhere of high class. Or
there's
something.
A word.
Or there might be a tiger blanket inside.
There's a word, but it's in Spanish. And if you know, you know. If you want me to translate it, call me. It's called buchona. That's kind of what it is.
Definitely buchona.
That's kind of what it is. Anyway, all right. So what do we have, Anthony A., for National Day?
It is National Panda Day.
Oh! Panda bear.
And we also have National Artichoke Heart Day by request.
Ooh, I love me some artichoke hearts.
They're so overrated.
Pickled? Amazing.
I feel like every fancy restaurant has artichoke heart. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes that.
It's a weird texture. It's a weird texture, and it's like, I'll eat them if they're there, but I'm never going to order artichoke hearts.
Same, Anthony. And it's always people, I'm sorry, that are a bit pretentious that end up ordering artichoke hearts.
And that's why I love them.
Nopal greater than artichoke heart at me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know when my daughters are sick, it worries me. I can't even imagine going to the doctor and hearing your child has cancer. Little Ellie, she's 5 years old. She's gone viral because she went mutton busting, which is riding sheep. It's a rodeo thing. So little kids between the ages of 4 and 6 get on top of these sheep and they try to stay on. The thing that's so miraculous about Ellie's ride is that she has a brain tumor and she did it. And we have Ellie's parents on the line. Mike or Jessica, which one of you is there? Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Actually, both.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Is Ellie with you? And of course, her big brother, Austin, too.
Austin is asleep.
She's like, Dana, why do you have me up so early? So, you know, the first question I have for you, Mike and Jessica, is how are you?
Oh, $1 million question.
Yeah, we're doing okay. We are, we're actually headed to the hospital after this, so we're living a little bit of excitement with the mutton busting and then back to real life, you know, in the everyday fight. But we're just living in gratitude, and we're excited for Ellie to be doing all the fun things she's doing and also continuing her battle every day. So it's a little bit of balance of the two.
Yes. I know that Ellie has been diagnosed with a very rare brain tumor. Can you tell me, first of all, how did you find out, Mike and Jessica, that she had the tumor?
It was actually her pediatrician that I took her to for what I thought were vision problems. Mm-hmm. She was having some trouble walking and just doing motor skills and things. And right. I just felt something was wrong. It was mostly a mom intuition thing, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Mike validated that. But I took her to her pediatrician, and she basically immediately sent us to the emergency room from there.
Oh.
They, within 15 minutes, had given her a CT scan and told me there's something wrong. Okay. And she had surgery that same day, mm-hmm. not on the tumor specifically, but to address some of the symptoms and fluid and things.
Such an important message. You saw something, you immediately took her in, and you said, I need to be heard. Sometimes we dismiss these things with our kids. Oh, they're fine, they're tired. You have to push, where you have to advocate for our kids. Another thing, you said that the surgery is not possible for the tumor. Jessica and Mike, is it inoperable?
Her tumor is inoperable because it's an infiltrative tumor. So basically it taking over the cells in her thalamus, which is a very necessary part of your brain. Mm-hmm. You can't live without it. We're trying experimental treatments, essentially trying to stop the tumor's growth
right.
without being able to actually remove it.
So it's kind of like got roots, basically, is what you're telling me, inside that very important part of her brain?
Correct.
Yep.
You said grateful in the beginning. So this is a trial. So I'm sure you're excited to be a part of this.
Oh, definitely. The treatment that she's on currently didn't exist 5 years ago.
Oh, so my gosh.
Advancements and science and all the doctors are, it's real-time helping kids just like her.
Now, the most important part of this whole thing is Ellie, the way she feels, and her mutton-busting debut.
We're so proud of
her. We're so proud of her. How did this yes. come about? Because I know her little brother, Austin. Her older brother.
Older.
He's 7. Yeah. He did it a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it a couple years ago, and she was so excited for him. So it was cool to have him be there and support her through it this time. And it was just something we weren't sure at the time when he did it if she would get to ever have the chance. So it right. was a surreal moment, if you will.
How long have you known she's had the tumor? I thought this was relatively new. When did you find out?
No, it's been a little over 2 years now. We've been at it for a couple years, and originally they gave her about 18 to 24 months mm-hmm. to live. They told us that was her prognosis, and so she has passed that, and she is kicking butt. So
Yeah, and she's mutton-busting and doing all the things, and I just, just talking to her, she's got a little toot. She's like, Dana, I'm sleepy, okay? I don't want to be on the radio right now. Why are you
got a big day today.
She is sassy and confident and all the things.
Very spirited.
Yeah. I love that. Ellie, can you hear me, mija? I'm so proud of you. Did you love getting up there? Did you love the mutton busting? Was it fun? And was there anything you learned while you were up there?
Just hold on.
Don't let go.
That's right.
I think there's a lot of life lessons in that.
Now, Ellie, did you like the way that it smelled? Everybody loves little animals, so you have to really be around them. Farms smell very different. You know, if you'd like to read more about little Ellie's story, or see her picture, her photo with her family, or even give to her GoFundMe, that's up to you. Entirely up to you. We're posting her story inside the Dana Cortez Show link on Instagram and also our Facebook as well. What a great family. What
it's
a reminder.
An inspirational story.
Oh, Otto, what a reminder to just be grateful. I think about things every day. I'm like, oh, I wish I had this, or I'll get mad at you for the stupidest reasons. And I'm like, oh, my girls are healthy. My daughters are healthy. I'm healthy. You're healthy. My mother just kicked cancer's butt. She's still fighting. She's got a long road to go. But I'm like, why do I get angry at the smallest things? Look at this family, how positive they are.
The sun is still shining.
I'm telling you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The 50 Cent T.I. beef has been going on for a long time. The fact that it's still going on, though, it troubles me. But we're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce, arguably one of the greatest comedians of our generation.
He's got a new special out on Netflix right now.
Oh, so good.
Top 10.
The thing is, though, he's from Atlanta, and he's been a part of Atlanta culture for decades and decades and decades. So I had to talk to him about T.I. and 50 and the beef, and this is what Bruce had to say.
T.I. is like my little, he's like my little brother, like Outkast. I like my little brother.
Okay.
That's why I'm in so much stuff that they be in, because I'm the big brother, and I'm the one being like, hey, man, don't do that. Do this and make it happen.
But what in the world is going on with T.I. and 50 Cent? Bruce, you got to help these men. These are grown men.
I don't know what's going on with it. You know what, though? I don't know what's going on with it, but I think 50 Cent met his match with T.I.
I will say, this is the first time that someone's gone head-to-head with 50 and has not been knocked out. And by the way, that would be a good versus. And by the way, T.I.'s got a new hit. 50 Cent hasn't had a hit record in a minute.
He hadn't had a hit record, but do y'all remember the rapper Little Flip?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Game
of
over.
Course,
okay.
Yeah.
T.I. shut him down.
Yes.
That's true.
He shut him down. So I'm going to let you know, 50 better go on and get it together.
I love Little Flip. He's a good person. But I think what shut him down
too.
Was when he said, I treated you like milk and spoil you. That line right there, it just didn't sit right with me even now. Bruce, he shut himself down.
And also, Lil Flip can box.
Oh, I know.
So
yeah, I better watch it.
You know, if they ever go toe-to-toe, I think they'll be in trouble with Lil Flip because he can box.
And Flip is bigger than T.I. and 50 Cent put together. The man is huge. Yeah. Like, you don't want to go. You do not want to go there. That, arguably, one of the funniest conversations we've had in a minute. Bruce is just one of those guys. He's a great storyteller. And so we had to throw him up on a podcast. He's talking about a special. He's talking about his wife. He's married now.
Yeah, again.
Yes, again. He's talking about
his old life as a stripper.
For real. He's going into some really funny stuff. So search Dana Cortez Show wherever you stream podcasts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Where can you get the most bang for your buck on a burger? Right now that matters. Otto's got all the details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Progressive Studios, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
So last week, there was a shooting at Old Dominion School, and it happened inside the ROTC classroom. The man who went in killed one person and wounded two. But then the ROTC students, remember, they're training for the military. They took the shooter down and they killed him. Had they not done that, I don't know how many people might have been killed. So I just wanted to acknowledge them. They are heroes. And much like it really reminds me of what happened after 9/11, because everybody on the planes had been trained, just be calm, listen to what the people on the plane want you to do. Unfortunately, it was not the right way to handle things. Now they tell you, if somebody on a plane is acting crazy, let's all get up and do something. I really believe these men and women are heroes, and I wanted to acknowledge them today. All right, Otto, I know that you have food news, and you said we're going to save some money.
They have released, Net Credit released a study of the best value burgers from major chains, and the undisputed champion is Whataburger.
I already knew that. I didn't need a study.
You get $1 for $1.66 per ounce. You get more meat than McDonald's, Smashburger, Burger King, Wendy's, and it's not even close.
And I want to say I love all the burgers you talked about. I'm not saying if I'm in the area and I'm hungry, I'm not going to eat that. But Whataburger, by far, it's got the big meats.
It does.
And I'm a big meat girl.
But Whataburger takes forever sometimes.
Because they make it fresh, Anthony.
It takes forever.
You can have yourself a microwave burger or a real burger.
Yeah, I want a real burger. A real burger that saves us money.
it's not saving you any money. It's one of the more expensive.
But
it's giving you... Per ounce.
Yes, bang for your buck per pound. Okay. You know what? If you want to save money, split it. You're going to get the same amount.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jack Harlow releases Project Monica, and now he's talking about why he no longer wants to mimic or pretend to be Drake. We're going to play that audio for you right now, but first, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
The one, the only, Janae Aiko, celebrating her birthday today.
I love her. Happy birthday, mama. Okay, so Jack Harlow was on the Popcast podcast, and he just said straight out, he used to pretend to be Drake. Like, he wanted to be Drake so badly, and he doesn't want that anymore. Here he is.
As I've gotten older, I've become more concerned with finding my voice and finding the way I want to move as an artist. I'm much more averse to mimicry or anything that feels derivative than I was in the past. I think I was so determined to achieve a certain thing and land in a certain place that maybe the spot I wanted to land in my head wasn't as nuanced as it is now. And I think that individuality is what appeals to me more, which is maybe why I'm willing to make a project like Jackman and Monica, which, you know, have their own qualities of influence, but I'm looking to carve out my own island, and I'm less concerned with how immediately big I can make that island. Early in my career, I was split between, do I want to be an entertainer or an artist? Do I want to be a celebrity or an artist? I have now chosen artists. And if that means suddenly we intertwine celebrity and entertainer back into that, that's wonderful. I think naturally that can happen. I'd like to think I can do that. But what if I'm a little less self-indulgent? Especially because I know that's closer, a little closer to the person I like to be. You run into someone, it's nice to know that your art doesn't feel like that much of a departure. And I go by my government name. I mean, my entire career path is me been trying to get closer and closer to capturing who I actually am.
I'm about to admit something I have never told anyone, not even you, my husband, DJ Automatic. When I first started my radio career, I really looked up to one of the women in radio, and I used to try to sound like her.
Oh.
Because I thought she had like this, the best voice ever, and so I would mimic her, and somebody called me out on it. They said, are you trying to sound like so-and-so? And I was like, yeah, because she's so good. I didn't even know to lie. I was so so green in this industry, and they said, the reason that I hired you is because you sound like you. And that's what I want you to be. I want you to be yourself. That was a huge life lesson for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of people do that in their journey. It's because, of course, you're going to have that person that you have on that pedestal. And you're mm-hmm. like, man, I wish I could be like that person at some point.
Because it is normal, right? Yeah.
It's the part of the learning process to who you really are. I mean, we talked to Jack Harlow in 2019, 2020, Anthony and I, before What's Poppin'.
It was 2019.
Yeah, before everything really got big for him. And to see his career evolve from that point where he was just like, man, if anybody could listen to my music, to where now he's like, I'm going to make the music I like, that I want to make, that I'm going to put this into the universe. It's crazy to see that his career develop like this.
Yeah, I mean, well said, Automatic. I agree with you. And I think also, too, to see him preserve his artistry is big. And I think that's going to continue to add to the longevity that he has. When he first came out with What's Poppin', that was a pandemic record. And a lot of people feared that he wouldn't be able to follow it up, and clearly he has.
Oh, Anthony,
and that's
yeah.
by being as self-aware as he is.
I know, but you know what? I still like all the big hits, too. I love the artistry,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, yeah. G-L, what did he say? Come on!
I mean, but he's proven he could do both.
Absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.